Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And as always, I'm wishing you the best. And we love to hear from you here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, because very often people will get in touch with us to tell us some question they have about something that they heard about here on the radio show, or they'd like to join us in person. And in person nowadays can mean on ground, which means you come right where we are. We're having several classes where we go outside, gather wild edible and medicinal plants, and then bring them in and make them into medicine, and you go home with your own tinctures, your own salves, your own smudge sticks. So several of those classes are happening this year, coming up really soon. Just go to naturalnurse.com calendar and you'll see the dates. Also, we're having our first Chinatown excursion. We have those twice a year where we go to Chinatown and become completely immersed in another culture, where we learn about Chinese herbal medicine, traditional Chinese techniques. We have a tour through a Chinese museum. We actually do Qigong in a Chinese park in downtown Manhattan. So that's a wonderful, wonderful day that we've been having. I guess this might be our 30th year. Oh, wow. And our first one will be April, coming up right in April on the Sunday, April 24th. So you can join in for that. We're taking registration, and we do have a little bit of room left for that one. Just go to naturalnurse.com. You'll see the Chinatown trip on the front page. We just had our yearly excursion where we go to the island of Jamaica and live with indigenous shaman healers for about a week and learn all about their herbal medicine and their natural lifestyle. And then, of course, those are on ground, but we have so much going on online now, the new thing, right? Because we've been doing this a long time, since 1964. There wasn't any online then, but now, of course, we do. So we have a class on April 8th coming up, which actually has CE credits for all professionals, such as nurses and massage therapists, acupuncturists, midwives, or you can take it just for your own knowledge and for a certificate rather than CE credits. And that particular class is going to be on making your own natural products and how to market them legally. I'm sorry to say that many people do make their own natural products and just think, wow, this is great. My friends love them. I love them. I'm just going to go ahead and sell them on Etsy or some private website. And then they get a love letter from the FDA. Not a fun thing, always expensive, not something you want to happen for you. So I teach people how to align themselves with FDA regulatory status so that that doesn't happen. And that's a class coming up. Then we have one on leaky gut syndrome, one on arthritis, one on immune system help for kids. There's sort of an endless number of classes. All of them are available now online. You can take them in real time or you can take them as an archived version. And either way, if you're a professional, you can get CE credits. And if you're someone who just wants it for your own interest, again, the classes are available for you. We have one, a very high-level one for professionals on April 12th, and that's going to be on berberine and other active antimicrobial agents, the science behind it. So all kinds of classes. We'd love to meet with you. Give us an email at naturalnurse.com. Go there to contact, and you can get in touch with us, or 800-829-0918 for those of you who still like the old-fashioned phone method. And today, we are so happy to have as our guest Anne Louise Gittleman. I'm sitting here looking at her beautiful new book, The New Fat Flush Plan, The Breakthrough Detox Diet. Anne Louise, PhD, CNS, is the First Lady of Nutrition, and she is a New York Times best-selling author of over 30 books, including this new book, The New Fat Flush Plan. As a nutritional visionary and health pioneer, she has fearlessly stood up on the front lines of diet and detox, the environment, and women's health. A Columbia University graduate, Gittleman has been recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine and has received the American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence and the Humanitarian Award from the Cancer Control Society. You can always find everything going on with Ann Louise at annlouise.com or facebook.com, Ann Louise Gittleman. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Ann Louise.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Ellen, and so wonderful to hear about your classes, your excursions. I want to come with you to Jamaica next year.
Well, you know what? We're already taking registration because we do that every March, and the reason we do it in March is we coordinate it to school break because many college students come with us, and so they're able to fit it in, and you get college class credits for coming on this. So we'd love to have you along, and, you know, with your expertise in culinary arts, you would be wonderful because everybody chips in and does stuff, right? And, of course, it's a Jamaican flair. So thank you so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure once again to be with you.
Now, what do you mean right on the front of the book when you talk about, because now it's the spring. This is like the best time for this book because some people made, you know, in January their resolution to lose weight. It seems everybody has that resolution every year. But now it's the spring, especially not for me because I live in Florida, so it's always the spring. But for those of you in the Northeast, certainly, finally, hopefully, it's been a rather cold March. Now's a good time to start looking at weight loss. And I love the way you say now updated for supercharged weight loss. What do you mean by that?
Well, what we mean by that is that you'll be getting wonderful results very quickly by focusing on organs that most diet books ignore. And in the Fat Flush Plan, one of its biggest claims to fame is the fact that we truly target your tired and toxic liver. Because as far as I'm concerned, Ellen, the number one weight loss stumbling block is a liver that's overloaded with pollutants and toxins and hormones, and it can't efficiently burn body fat, so it sabotages your weight loss efforts.
Right, so you're looking at not just calorie restriction.
I don't believe in calorie restriction. I think that calories in, calories out, and over-exercise, under-exercise, as well as willpower are probably three areas that are an antiquated concern when it comes to losing weight in this day and age. I think that there are many other factors that are sabotaging weight loss efforts. I think your liver is one of them. I think false fat is another, your hormones perhaps number three, stress number four, and the fact that we may have underlying infections or food sensitivities that increase inflammation may yet be another. So I think you have to start thinking outside the box to lose weight in 2017.
Well, let's go back in time because you, like me, are not new to this field. And let's go back in your young adulthood as a beautiful young woman. What made you move into nutrition as your, you know, focus in life?
Well, it's very interesting. Many, many years ago, back in the day, I had the opportunity to study with a woman who at the age of 84 was providing classes in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Actually, she was in Albuquerque at that time, Albuquerque, New Mexico, out in the Southwest. And I took classes there that were promoted as the 5 days that would change your life. And
what
was
her name? Do you remember?
Of course, Dr. Hazel Parcells.
Oh, Hazel. I knew Hazel very well and studied with her for years. So I thought that sounded like her space.
I didn't know that. I'm delighted and very impressed. Well, I studied with Dr. Parcells way back in the day. It was the early 1970s, to be exact. I did not know what I wanted to do with my professional life. But the 5 days that I studied with her in terms of scientific nutrition truly changed the trajectory, I would say, of my entire career. And she taught me things, Ellen, as I'm sure you're aware, that were very avant-garde and 20 years ahead of what anybody else was talking about way back then. She told us that many cases that she was finding of problems with, whether it was weight gain, weight loss, inability to lose weight, inability to gain weight, disease, unresolved health conditions, were due to major underlying causes. One of them was heavy metals, the second was radiation, the third was fungus, and the fourth was parasites. So I began a real investigation of those underlying causes after studying with her in the 70s. I then went on to Columbia University, to the New York Institute of Dietetics in New York, and tried to get a more conventional, traditional background so I could practice all the things that Dr. Parcells was talking about in the alternative integrative field. So she was really the inspiration for everything that I did. I was very privileged in the early 80s to work with Nathan Pritikin, who is the harbinger of the low-fat, no-fat, high-complex carbohydrate diet, and started to look at what people were eating and how they initially were losing weight on no-to-low-fat, but were gaining other problems with their immunity when they were reducing all fats, even good fats, healthy fats, smart fats from their diet. So I started writing. And from the mid-80s to current day, with the culminating in now the new Fatflush plan and the new Fatflush cookbook and the journal and the new Fatflushing foods, I've really taken the concepts that I have learned from Dr. Parcells way back then, with all of the problems and the pros and cons that I saw on no-to-low-fat, and then created my own program. So I'm pleased to say that people still lose weight, but they do it eating higher fat, good fats, smart fats, reducing their grains, their dairy, and all types of foods that in this day and time we're finding are very inflammatory. And that's really the basis, I would say, of the new Fatflush plan, which has been updated and revised just to give you more supercharged ways to lose weight with that basic higher fat, low carb, high antioxidant program.
Well, I am so happy I asked that question, Ann Louise, because I have certainly been aware of your work, and you've been on my radio show before several years ago, but I never knew the connection to Dr. Hazel Parcells, so I am thrilled, because when I met Hazel, she was about 85, and I said to myself, this woman is brilliant, and she's someone I wanted to study under, like I did with Bernard Jensen and many of the, you know, forerunners in holistic medicine. So I said, I have to hurry up and study with Dr. Parcells because she's, God bless her, 85. Well, when she was 103, she and I actually lectured together at the United States Psychotronic Association. I was a presenter and so was she. I was so happy. And that's after studying with her, you know, almost 20 more years, God bless her. And she came on the stage with glass high heels. What a character. Really, really a special person. And one thing she did not do, she did not take the time to write down her knowledge, and I spoke to her about that, and I know people have been trying to do it since then, but I'm so happy you didn't wait. And not only that, you took a lot of her information, which I didn't even realize you were one of her students, and of course her manner of presentation, her language, her belief system would be very alien to mainstream people, and they couldn't really, you know, access it. But you, your presentation is really high level, but you mainstream it, which makes it more accessible to everyone.
Well, thank you. I tried to make everything that I learned from her palatable. So you're absolutely right. She talked about the electromagnetic energies of foods. She talked about kitchen chemistry. She talked about the dangers of aluminum for the kitchen chemist and used a lot of language that is a little antiquated. I don't disagree one iota. But all of the basic concepts and principles, and I know you so agree, are very much in the forefront today. And many of the secrets that she passed on to those of us that had the privilege of studying with her, I think are very apropos for what people are suffering from, whether it's heavy metal toxicity from the mercury, from the arsenic, from the fluoride that's coming through, or the problems of not being able to figure out why you have chronic fatigue and autoimmune problems. And she always, of course, look for parasites foremost. everything that she taught now has application. This is 40 plus years afterwards. She was truly the grand dame of alternative medicine, never got her due, and never really allowed any of her students to do a book about her true teachings. There are a couple of books about her that are out there. I had the honor of writing a preface to one of them, but they were really very homogenized works of her true teachings. So I am just delighted to know that you are also a fan of Dr. Hazel Ruth Parcells. May she rest in peace.
Oh, really? What a wonderful, wonderful rockin' diva. She was great. So thank you for bringing that up and for sharing that great background, because then you went on to get conventional education and a presentation style which has brought you so much to the forefront, to where someone like Self Magazine, which reaches a lot of young people, and that makes it really, really wonderful to start life with these great principles that can really make you lose weight. But I feel like you're talking about weight loss, but it's really not about weight loss. It's about being healthy.
Well, it is. It is. And you know, something interesting, just to show off the Dr. Hazel Parcells part of our connection here, when I was so interested and felt that I found, I don't know, my direction, she had been teaching classes at one point in New York City. I mean, I remember it well. It was the George Washington, I think it was the George Washington, is there a George Washington Hotel? That seems to ring a bell. In any event, there she was in Midtown New York, and I had a special meeting with her, and I said, Doctor, I really want to teach your work, because I was so enthralled with her manner of diagnosis, her electromagnetic field energies, her radionic knowledge, and so forth. I said, I want to be able to teach that. And she said, I want you to go and get a conventional background. So that's when I decided to go back to school. I went to Teachers College, Columbia University, got a wonderful position after that at Bellevue Hospital, then went on to Hill Health Center in New Haven, Connecticut, which was a satellite clinic from Yale University, and then was lucky enough to get a position in California as the first nutritional director of the Pritikin Longevity Center. But it was all because of her. I really didn't know which way to turn. And as a young person, you know, you kind of needed a shining light to really be a way shower to figure out what was going on. And there weren't a lot of nutritional opportunities in those day and ages. I know that you probably remember. It sounds like we're contemporaries. I mean, nobody was really talking about the things she was talking about. Nobody was writing about it except for Adele Davis, and from a very different scientific evidence-based standpoint. So I owe a lot to her. And every one of my books, Ellen, really has a little bit of information about Dr. Parcells. Of course, I've shifted her language a little bit, but the concepts are there, and I've always tried to acknowledge her. So, you know, still in this day and age, this was 40-some-odd years ago, her influence still shines through. It's just remarkable.
It really is. And thank you for taking the time to write these great books, because that makes your high level of knowledge accessible right now for our listeners, and then also for people in the future, because it holds a space for this knowledge. And you make it, you know, very easy, actually, and things that people can really relate to. So I want to bring up one thing that you mentioned in the many things, and perhaps some people, this is new information. Let's talk about aluminum cookware and aluminum foil wrapping our food.
Well, yes, and that was something that I learned way back in the day from Dr. Parcells, who said she'd rather have a cobra, a poisonous snake in her kitchen than aluminum foil, and that was quite a metaphor. So aluminum was a big, big no-no, and I tell everybody to stay away from aluminum, and that's because aluminum, especially, you know, in antiperspirants, in all kinds of topical elements that we use in medications and so forth, it inhibits the body's utilization of key minerals, especially magnesium and calcium and even phosphorus. So a lot of people on blood tests who have low phosphorus levels, I always check to see what their aluminum levels might be. And some people, including Dr. Parcells, believed that aluminum can neutralize pepsin, which is an important digestive enzyme in the stomach. So I tell everybody it's not just important to eat the right foods, and everybody is eating non-GMO, organic, non-inflammatory, etc. But it's just as important to know what you're cooking that organic non-GMO food in. So if you eat aluminum and you cook in aluminum, you're dining on aluminum. So you've got to replace all those aluminum steamers, the measuring cups, the spoons, the bread pans, the cookie sheets with some sort of high quality stainless steel that hopefully doesn't contain an aluminum core that's leaching through, or even Pyrex. One of the easiest ways that you can check for aluminum is by using a magnet. You see, aluminum is non-magnetic. So if something does not stick to a magnet, the possibilities are that your high-quality stainless may actually have high-quality aluminum. I don't like that, and I certainly don't like Teflon. So those areas are very important. Looking at your kitchen and really doing a spring cleaning for your kitchen, we now call it fat flushing your kitchen, is ultimately important. And instead of aluminum foil, which is a biggie, I mean, everybody is using aluminum foil. We've got to use parchment paper, some sort of parchment paper, which the French have used for years. And this is so important because it seals in all the food's juices. I use this specifically for roasting veggies. And for storing and freezing, you can first cover with wax paper and then perhaps foil, which prevents the aluminum from leaching into the foods. So aluminum is a biggie. Aluminum is a biggie because it may be affecting your brain. We know it affects digestion. It's very drying to the system. So you got to do an inventory, spring cleaning, take your body to the cleaners, look at what's going on in your kitchen, your personal care products, and definitely get rid of the aluminum. It's not healthy for your entire system, including your brain.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to take a short break right here, but I want you to know, listeners, that you are listening to Ann Louise Gittleman, and she is a wealth of knowledge, and we are focused today on her book, The New Fat Flush Plan, The Breakthrough Detox Diet, and you can always find out more at annlouise.com. And of course, we archive all of our shows, so if there's some exciting information here today that you'd like to come back and revisit or share with a friend, all of our shows on The Natural Nurse and Doctors, they are archived here at Progressive Radio Network, and also you can visit naturalnurse.com for all information on what's going on with us, as well as archives of our show. So we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss Sar sarsaparilla, or Smilax officinalis.
Sar sarsaparilla is a tropical plant which grows in South America, Mexico, and Guatemala. Although most Americans are familiar with it as a flavor enhancer for root beer, it has also been used for its beneficial properties for hundreds of years by many different cultures. In Roman times, the young shoots were eaten, and the mature vines were worn as garlands at festivals of Bacchus. According to ancient Roman writings, Sar sarsaparilla originated when the beautiful maiden, Smilax, was turned into a shrub after her love was slighted by the young crocus.
Sar sarsaparilla was brought to Europe in the 16th century by Spanish traders. A French physician, Nicolas Monardus, published a comprehensive account of Sar sarsaparilla as a treatment for syphilis in 1574. During Portuguese military operations in 1812, a British inspector general of hospitals noted its positive effect on syphilis patients. It has also been used in China for treatment of the same condition. Sar sarsaparilla was included in the United States Pharmacopoeia until 1950 as a recommended treatment of secondary syphilis.
Sar sarsaparilla's medicinal action appears to be a result of binding bacterial endotoxins in the gut, thereby decreasing their absorption. This greatly reduces the stress on the liver and is likely responsible for its historic use as a tonic and blood purifier.
In a controlled study of 92 patients published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1942, a chemically active component of Sar sarsaparilla called sarsaponin greatly improved psoriasis in 62% of the patients and resulted in complete clearance in 18%. Sarsaparilla is often recommended by naturopathic physicians for gout, arthritis, and psoriasis. Another folkloric use for sarsaparilla is as a tonic for male sexual potency.
So, if you want a root beard flavored tea with a long history as a healthy tonic, reach for the sarsaparilla in your natural medicine chest.
Welcome back once again right here to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and you can always find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse, and we love to have you there. We love your comments and also learning new things. That's one reason I've been doing radio show now so many decades, is I'm always learning new things from my guests. And we do lots of classes and workshops online now, which is a great way to learn because you can be anywhere. We just had a student in our class last night, one from Australia, one from the UK, and one from Hong Kong. It was just amazing. Everybody in different time zones, but all joining together. And if there is an online class that isn't at a time that you can join in live, they're all archived. So basically it's open season on learning, which is a really wonderful thing about our modern world. And we are so happy to have today as our guest Anne Louise Gittleman, PhD, CNS. She is the First Lady of Nutrition, is a New York Times best-selling author of 30 books, and she's making sure her knowledge is available for everyone, including the newly released book, the one we're talking about now, which is The New Fat Flush Plan. What a great time to get this book right when we're talking today in the spring or any time that you're listening to the show. Louise is a nutritional visionary and health pioneer and has fearlessly stood on the front lines of diet and detox, the environment, and women's health. She's a Columbia University graduate and has been recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine, and she received the American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence and the Humanitarian Award from the Cancer Control Society. You can find the book anywhere, The New Fat Flush Plan. Just Google it. It'll come right up on Amazon, etc. And also by going to Anne Louise's website for more information, AnneLouise.com. So thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, and I'm so delighted that we have this connection with our mentor, Dr. Parcells.
Now, another person that perhaps you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, is Dr. Serafina Corsello. Were you familiar with Dr. Corsello? She
yes,
had a center
yes,
in
yes.
Manhattan, and I was actually her head nurse for 20 years.
Oh, and this I did not know. She was another luminary, just a wonderful, wonderful individual, very involved with natural hormone replacement therapy, as I remember.
And so many things. Her clinic rocked. She had a 5,000-square-foot clinic in Manhattan, which is pretty huge, right next to Carnegie Hall, and then also a center in Huntington, New York, and I had the great privilege of learning and working with her as her head nurse really for over 20 years. And then unfortunately, the Office of Professional Medical Conduct actually came in after her. For what? For doing something you just mentioned, Anne Louise. She felt heavy metals were intimately involved in many people's negative health situations, especially when all normal blood work looked like everything's okay, so then people were put on antidepressants instead of being told to follow a program like you talk about in terms of healthy eating. And they said that it was medical malpractice to test people for heavy metals.
Mm. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So many individuals just don't understand that there are underlying root causes that you have to look for that manifest as some of our most common diseases of the time. You know, it reminds me of a quote that I think is very apropos, and I can't remember the exact person who said that, but the quote goes like this, Ellen. It goes like this. Each progressive spirit is opposed by 1,000 mediocre minds appointed to guard the past. So anybody that doesn't jump on the bandwagon of looking ahead and looking outside the box in terms of why people are sick just doesn't have a place in 21st century American alternative health.
Well, that is a beautiful quote. And so we'll honor, you know, our teacher spirits. And now over the decades of our work, I feel like we're moving into that sage stage. And we are those who have to share this information for the next generation, which is, you know, really quite an honor because we have a link back to our teachers.
No, we're saging rather than aging in this day and age.
It's true. Which I
very
like.
True.
I actually, it's my favorite time of life so far. So looking at your program, you're talking about melting fat from hips, waist, and thighs in 2 weeks.
We do it in 2 weeks because we're removing many foods that are inflammatory, number one, that create a lot of water retention, number two, and that are foods that can really slow down and inhibit your thyroid function, number three. And those are foods that are becoming so known to the forefront today. We remove all gluten and gluten-containing grains, actually all grains in the first detox phase of the program. We're getting rid of all dairy in the first detox phase of the program, as well as many starchy vegetables and only low sugar and low fructose fruits. So it's a real cleansing, accelerated detox program that we embrace. And by so doing, people lose water weight. They're really able to track their food sensitivities. And then we do minor or, I should say, moderate exercise by getting the lymphatic system moving, by jumping on a trampoline or taking a light walk, and then using a very signature beverage, which is my unsweetened cranberry juice and water that is able to flush out the lymphatic system so that all those little fatty globules that get stuck in the lymph are able to be emulsified. And it's the cran water that's really the signature fat flush water that was highlighted on Dr. Oz several years ago. So it is a concept that has really become very mainstream in terms of getting rid of excess water, cleaning up the lymph, and making cellulite disappear.
Well, you had a list of don't eats for that first two-week program, and some people may find that challenging. So if they were going to start a program like that, I know you lay out in the book that first you go shopping and you have your cupboards filled with can-eat things. So it's really exciting adventure in new eating rather than thinking about, you know, being deprived.
Yeah, people don't feel deprived because they're eating the right kind of fats that actually stabilizes blood sugar and is able to also repair broken cell membranes, which to me is the key to the inability to lose weight and the key to detoxification. So we're giving you the right kind of fats, whether that is your coconut oil, for those that have a slow metabolism and have problems with digestion, because the coconut oil does not have to be digested through bile. Or we have your flaxseed oil. We've got MCT oil in the first phase of the program, all of which very much serve to fortify your cell membrane so that your body can make nutrients come in easily, keep virus and heavy metals out of the system. And it satisfies your appetite. Avocado is a wonderful food that's part of that first phase process, at least one half avocado per day, because it's so helpful in terms of adiponectin, the hormone that is connected to appetite. So you're simply not hungry, and you don't feel deprived, Ellen, with all of these healthy fats. So the fats are very important. Adequate protein, to me, is also important in terms of being a blood sugar stabilizer. And we're getting rid of all the processed, refined foods in terms of what is not good for the system and what could be inflammatory or what could trigger a food sensitivity. So this is a true cleansing detox phase. People feel terrific. They've got their CRAN water, which stabilizes blood sugar as well. So most people are not hungry and can't even eat all the foods that we suggest and the minimum amount of snacks that are on the program.
Right, so therefore, to prepare for this, you don't just sit there and go, oh, I can't have my sandwich. You really do need to go shopping first and have your house ready with the foods that you very, very specifically and clearly outline so people can get all these things in, the oils that you're talking about, and you have great information. For instance, you have to know a little bit more about coconut oil because you want to get unrefined organic coconut oil, not just the kind that they might put on popcorn in the movie theater.
So true. Yes, and you want the unsweetened cranberry juice, not anything with high fructose corn syrup. You want real lemons for your lemon and water. And for those that are giving up coffee, although we allow one cup of organic coffee a day, there is a natural coffee substitute, which is your roasted dandelion root, which is so very dandy for the liver. So, yeah, you're going to want some of these signature staple foods in the program. The interesting thing is that my program first came out in a full-fledged book over 15 years ago. It's been a hard copy, hardback book for 15 years, which is, you know, quite a feat and just gives testimony to the principles, which have been so satisfying, almost like an old friend to so many people. But the reality is that when people follow the program and don't use all of the do's and don'ts, but, you know, 100%, they still use many of the rituals that are part of the program, whether it's the CRAN water during the day if they want to get rid of a few extra pounds and they're feeling bloated and are retaining water weight, or if they want to just start off their day and cleanse the liver and kidneys with that hot water and lemon. So they still maintain many of the principles of fat flush, even if they're not following the diet 100%. And I find that terrific, which is very helpful for those of us that want a program that you can maintain for life.
Yes, and your recipes are so easy to make. You know, very, very easy. It's not like a complex cookbook.
No, because people don't have time. We don't have a lot of time. I mean, if you've got time on the weekends, that's wonderful. There are recipes that are a little bit more advanced. But these are all tried and true recipes that have been contributed by many of our fat flushers throughout the years. We've had a very active community online. You know, and these are busy people that have families. So some of them are not just good for fat flushers, the dieters, so to speak, in the family, but they're fat flush friendly for the entire family. Whether you've got finicky kids, whether you've got teenagers in the house, we've got our fat flush fraps, we've got our crepes, we've got pancakes, we've got crackers with flax seeds and chia seeds puddings. And all of these, you know, have been put through the test. I mean, we hear whether the recipes are good or bad or indifferent. So we've had the opportunity over the years to choose the very best. So I put them all together in the new Fat Flush plan. And within a couple of months, May 19th, we're going to be releasing the new Fat Flush cookbook, which has even more very easy recipes that are totally Fat Flush family friendly.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, one thing I notice is that, you know, your vision of a good diet, and this is, of course, for, like, most people can use this depending on individual food sensitivities, et cetera, but it isn't certainly a raw food, totally vegan approach.
No, although we have a lot of raw foodists and vegans that are interested in the program and they can adopt the program, I just have never found that program effective for people that are living in cold climates. Now, you're now in sunny Florida, which may be a little different story, and people have more raw food, more juices, and so forth. But for those of us that live in the Northeast, in the Northwest, with very cold climates, I find that those kind of foods are not appropriate to the body, where you need really warming foods and fluids.
And I have to say, as a health practitioner, because I'm still also seeing individual patients, I am sorry to say that many, many people who have especially followed long-term, not just for a short detox, a strict vegan raw food diet, seem to be getting in a lot of trouble. I think it's really hard to get your full component of nutrients that way, and especially with strict veganism. And in addition, when we look at all the traditional dietary teachings throughout the planet, they're very much based with what you just brought in, Anne Louise, which is looking at the individual, looking at the climate, looking at the time of year. So it's too simplistic for most people to be all raw food vegan all the time. Unless it's a religious, you know, something you feel like you would a religion, that this is what you're going to do. But if you're looking for the most balanced health approach, what you have is much more user-friendly.
Well, it's much more user-friendly, and the other thing is that I respect people that are vegans, that are raw foodists, because I know that there is an ideological attachment to those types of philosophies, but I test my people. We do stool tests. We do hormone tests. I do hair tests. I do blood tests. I do poop tests. You name it, I test. And you're absolutely right. Many people that are eating these kinds of foods are very deficient in amino acids, first and foremost, especially the essential amino acids. They're also very high in a particular toxic mineral, and I hope many of your vegan and raw food listeners will pay attention to this. I find them very, very copper toxic, so they can appear to be very artistic, but very ungrounded. And so taking tests to determine what your micronutrients are, whether that is a tissue mineral analysis, a hair test, or a blood test, is crucial if you're going to embrace one of these kinds of diets. Vegetarian foods are notoriously high in copper, which then affects your estrogen levels. Estrogen goes up, being a trigger for estrogen dominance. Progesterone goes down because there's not enough zinc, which acts as a precursor to progesterone, and we've got a whole bunch of hormones that are out of whack, as well as a mental instability. So for those that have problems with their skin, their hair, their nails, redness, hair break, hair falling out, hair loss, the inability to sleep at night, you've got to check your copper levels. There's a lot of copper toxic people out there, and they're following a diet that's high in raw foods, that may be high in nuts and seeds and too much avocado, too much tofu, even green tea. I'm not in favor of for too many people because of the copper, the fluoride content, and it can go on and on. So you've got to get the new Fat Flush plan to see everything that I write about, because it's based on, well, over 30 years, I guess we're going on 40 years, Ellen, now that you're reminding me, you know, of work with people, of study, of looking at people, of working hand in hand, being in the trenches with everybody. So what you hear may really, that's out there with all these superfoods. I guess I'm on a roll right now.
The years go by really, really quickly. It's amazing. But, you know, then again, it's also a lot of fun. Well, we're going to take one more little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. You can hear about some of the other wonderful shows that are right here on Progressive Radio Network. And when we come back, we will be continuing our discussion with Anne Louise Gittleman. So we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bhavani, and I'm the host of IE Green with Bhavani every Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. Each week, I discuss food issues in the news, share a recipe, and interview someone in the food, health, or environmental arenas. And I invite you to join me, and you can listen either live every Thursday at 10 a.m., or you can now access my archives directly by dialing 1-701-719-0880. Please listen in or download me at another time by going into prn.fm and finding me in the archives. Again, this is Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network. Hope to hear from you soon.
Tune in to The Living Well Show, which will air on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN, where we will offer the latest insights on natural health care, environmental issues, and all the other circumstances that help us live well and be well. Join us. We are airing on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. on PRN.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Here on The Natural Nurse. And Dr. Z, this is your host, Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. You can visit me at naturalnurse.com or like us at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. We love to hear from you. You can see many of our trips on our website and also our excursion to Jamaica. You can see at Echo Tours for Cures. That's EchoToursForCures.com or Facebook, Echo Tours for Cures. So we love to hear from you. Today we are talking to our guest, Anne Louise Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman is the author of many books, and she has over 30 books on the market, but she has a new one now and another backup recipe book coming out right behind this, and it is called The Fat Flush Plan, The Breakthrough Detox Diet, Melt Fat from Your Hips, Waist, and Thighs in Just 2 Weeks, Restore the Liver, and Reshape Your Body for Life-Changing Health. And when you look through the program, you see that this is no starvation diet, is it, Dr. Gittleman?
No, it's not a starvation diet at all. We've got the right fats, which will keep your blood sugar satisfied so you're not hungry, therefore not tempted to overeat. And we've got some great goodies for you, whether it's the Fat Flush ice cream or whether it's our cookies that we make with protein powder. Our raspberry cookies are absolutely delicious. We've got all kinds of treats and goodies, but you can't eat all the food because you're so filled up. So
most people don't eat if they're just eating a bagel and then they're eating a sandwich, and you know, so you're cutting those things out, but you're having much more nutritionally dense food. Now let me ask you this. You have like solutions for each thing that you might want to use something else for. And for sugar, you have something called FloraKey. I don't know what that is. I love to learn new things. What is FloraKey?
Well, FloraKey is a probiotic prebiotic. So it acts as a sweetener and it acts as a probiotic. It has some inulin in it, which gives it a little bit of sweetness. And it can be used in just about anything. I put it in frostings to give it a little flavor, maybe a little bit of cream cheese for phase three. We use it every day as a powder in a smoothie because it gives you easily digestible probiotics. It's got about 10 billion CFUs, which I feel is about the right amount so that you don't overdo too much of a good thing. I find that too high a probiotic content can be very constipating for many people. And it's very good for children and infants where they can just suck a little bit of this powder off of your finger. So it's a really easily digestible probiotic, prebiotic sweetener powder. And it's part of our program in terms of the smoothies, in terms of the frostings, and just in terms of a green drink that might need a little sweetening.
I never heard of that one, so I just love to learn new things. Everything here makes it so easy to do this fat-free diet. Now, you talked about infections and parasites, and you also mentioned stool testing. Because years ago at Dr. Corsella's, we used to use Dr. Leo Gallen, and we actually did an endoscopy, which was, you know, slightly invasive, where you're actually taking a scraping of the inside lining of the large intestine. Of course, I'm a nurse and she's a doctor. We do things like that. And then we got a real reading of specific eggs that may be deposited that would be missed on just the stool test. So how are you now evaluating the possibility of parasites?
You were doing the Parrish stool test, the Parrish Bueno
Correct.
Stool test. Yeah, from my dear friends, Dr. Bueno. We're doing an actual stool test with stool that is a purge stool test. And we don't find a whole lot, but what we're finding is very frightening.
And you would use it, of course, with a symptom, you know, what's going on with that person anyway. That would be part
exactly.
of what you're using to evaluate possibility of parasites.
Exactly. Or we'll use a prophylactic program, which is my colon cleansing kit, which is a liquid as well as some pills.
So you might actually find parasites in the stool, because sometimes they can be found and sometimes they can't.
But that helps
you decide, like, what kind of parasite program you might want to use with someone, or do you have a typical herbal or some other parasite program that you advise?
We use an overall program that is able to target the microscopic parasites and the larger parasites. So it's kind of a foolproof program called My Colon Cleansing Kit that will get rid of your amoeba, your giardia, your blastocystis, which we're finding is very epidemic, or the larger guys, whether it's tapeworm, whether it's flukes, whether it's human ropeworm, which is the newest, latest, greatest parasite on the market.
Well, tell us about that. You know, we don't have too much time yet, but I want to learn new things. So what is that?
Well, it's something that a Russian scientist/doctor kind of discovered, and it actually looks like ropes. And we see a lot of people that are starting to get rid of these things. And I don't know much more information other than people will send us their little stool sample or little examples, I should say, in these little vials after they go on my colon cleansing kit. And the parasite looks like a rope, so it's something that you can Google online, but my colon cleansing kit seems to get rid of that and a whole lot of other things that are very unidentifiable. But all these creatures of the Blue Lagoon seem to be coming out with my colon cleansing kit, and now is the perfect time because it's spring. Spring is the time for cleansing, according to traditional Chinese medicine. So it's time to kind of get rid of these critters. Usually twice a year is when I want people to go on a parasite program. Now, years ago, Dr. Parthels talked about the 8-day goat milk diet, which she was the pioneer of. I find that that's very hard for most people because of the problems with milk in this day and time. And so we use my colon cleansing kit and have people revisit that during the full moon period, 2 days before, 1 day of, 2 days after you complete a course of treatment. It's amazing what happens to people. Their skin clears up, their eyes clear up, their arthritis goes away, and all kinds of issues that they've had, whether they're digestive or even emotional, seem to be much better off, much more copable, manageable after they get rid of the parasites that could be sucking the nutrients out of their system and impacting their system in other ways because of all of the chemicals and substances that are toxic for the body that they produce.
You know, that is great information. And why do you think conventional doctors basically ignore parasites as a causative factor in illness?
Well, I think that they're not educated. They think parasites are still a third world issue, but actually every parasite known to man has been found on our shores. We travel all over the place. We bring them back. We take a look at the exotic foods that we're eating, whether it's sushi, whether it's sashimi or raw meat. So the concept here is that you've really got to be cooking your foods, know who's cooking when you go out to a restaurant because you want to know about the sanitation conditions, and don't cook in a microwave because it doesn't thoroughly cook food very, very well. It doesn't cook the inner layers. And so if you're going to be eating food, or using a microwave, I should say. I would just use it for reheating, and I'm not a big fan of microwaves to begin with, but if you have one, just use it for reheating, not for primary cooking.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because if you just use it briefly, it's not the same as putting stuff in there like for 5 or 10 minutes.
Correct. So lots of information in this book. We treat parasites as an underlying hidden weight gain factor that could be sabotaging weight loss. But quite frankly, I see a lot of people that can gain weight, and they also have parasites. So whether the problem is overweight or underweight, you could be harboring worms. And that's what we want to get rid of, and we do so with My Colon Cleansing Kit, which is available online and certainly is a product that I have worked with for the past 15 years with great success. And we know by the symptoms that go away and all the before and afters that we get from our patients and clients.
What are some of the herbs or other factors that are in the parasite cleanse?
Well, one in particular that you don't find in anything else on the market, because I know there are a lot of products now on the market since we pioneered this so many years ago. This is a Unikey Health product by Unikey Health Systems product. One of them that is so extraordinary is centaury, C-E-N-T-A-U-R-Y, which was an herb that was used by the North American indigenous peoples, and it got rid of parasites that were either tapeworms or hookworms that had suckers that were able to just glom onto your intestinal tract, and this allows those hooks and suckers, so to speak, to relax, and they loosen their grip, and so they are just flushed out of your system. So centaury is a big one that's in there. We have a little bit of cranberry in there as well, which is able to balance pH so you don't feel really toxic and sick when you do the program. And then you've got your sweet wormwood, a little bit of black walnut that is in there as well, and there are other products as well that are just typically very good for getting rid of parasites. But I would say that centaury is a real major claim to fame.
So it sounds like a broad spectrum antimicrobial, which is great.
Well, it is, and you take, there's a liquid that gets into the parasites that could be in soft tissues, and there are pills. And in the pills, per se, the little capsules that you take 20 minutes before meals, you'll find grapefruit seed extract with just the right amount. And we like that because it is a broad spectrum, as you say, antimicrobial, antiviral. And I love that particular product because it gets rid of virus and bacteria with so many people harboring so much Epstein-Barr in this day and time. This has been exceedingly helpful. And also the program is good for those with Lyme. People have found it as a very helpful adjunct.
Well, we have to actually bring this great show to a close. Thank you so much to our guest, and Louise Gittleman. And you can, of course, always find her at her website. And Louise, and the new book, The New Fat Flush Plan. You can find it anywhere. And this is Ellen Kamite, the natural nurse. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Ann Louise.
Thank you so much, Ellen, and keep in touch.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again for another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamite, hoping that you stay healthy.
Information on health and nutrition, current events, economics, the environment.